What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I'm back with another sponsor, She Hustles, shehustles.com. She's committed to providing women with support and resources to start and expand their businesses, such as business marketing, network events, and all female-owned business directories and event venue rental opportunities. You can find her on Instagram at She Hustles. Make sure y'all click the link in the bio, subscribe. Don't forget, I Talk Gray. We out of here.
Sorry, not sorry, but you got different priorities. Not what I wanna be, but about to be. Opportunity is all I see. Building a foundation, a lot of maintenance. Don't sit around waiting, even though it happens naturally. Smoking naturally, but no, I'm by my paper. Around haters, many obstacles. Be happy if I even acknowledge you. And you don't want no smoke, so if you get hostile, you can end up in the hospital when popping over. Make a few rounds all the way down to the round. And she said, Vominos. Hit that thing long time ago, back when I went conigos, cause I knew where I belong. I just needed time alone, been living through a microphone. Crazy how my mind could go, but never made the honor roll. Adios. Okay, cool. With my savages, I'm in one big room. Full of bad bitches, they say I'm that dude. I'm that nigga. I'm like, okay, cool. Cause I'm with my savages, I'm in one big room. Full of bad bitches, they say I'm that dude. I'm that nigga. I'm like, okay, cool. Cause I'm with my savages, I'm in one big room. Yeah, full of bad bitches.
Are we live? We live, man. We up in here. I Talk Gray. Got my dog, Jerome Mello.
What up? What up? What up, my brother?
What's good, man? How you doing?
I'm just happy to be here. I appreciate you having me here. For real.
Of course, man. For real. It's been a little minute.
Yeah, it's past due. We've been talking for a little minute now.
Yeah, I think it was January.
Yeah, I'm glad this finally came around.
Hell yeah, man. What's up with that Total Recall, man? How'd that come together?
Total Recall was just made with my brother, DJ Kilo. You can also find him as Kilo the Assistant, producer, DJ, rapper. We live down in Cutler Ridge, and we just be cooking up all day. And it just came across as one of the ones that we didn't take too much time on. Ended up being, you know, our best song. We got on 99 Jams with that through a contest. So Total Recall has been kind of promoting itself, you know, due to our financial situation right now. You know what I'm saying? We can't put too much marketing behind us, and we don't have a machine working behind us. So everything is guerrilla marketing and just talking, word of mouth.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that track speaks for itself as well. You know what I'm saying? So you was there in the whole process while he was making the beat?
Yeah, man. It's crazy to see producers click all those buttons, and you would think it's not going anywhere, but like they end up just putting the whole shit. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy experience. But Kilo, I mean, he's one of those producers, honestly, that can make a hit in like no more than 30 minutes.
For real? Shit.
Yeah, like you just give him a direction and he's there with an artist, because the producers can create all they want all day. But when you actually working with somebody else's, you can really see like the result you can get from hard work, because you can't do it without a team.
Yeah. You know? No, you're right about that.
So
teamwork is important. So you consider yourself an artist, or just a rapper?
I hate the word just a rapper, because it's like I think we just live in that era now that you have to do more than just rap to get recognized. So it's just like, if I'm getting recognized, it's not because, you know, I rap good. You know, rapping is one part of the story, but then can you make music?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of rappers I know they can't make a song. Right. They can't. Right. They can rap all day though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's hard, not taking away from their artistry.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're able to do that and make music, make people feel something and get a message out of what you're saying, then that's an artist.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you do. You can make tape if the tape speaking to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You created art, so.
Nah, you have a point, because I always felt like that was the difference between Jay and Kanye. Jay's a rapper. He's a businessman, but he raps. But Kanye, that nigga, he's like a whole wild out artist out this motherfucker.
Yes. Kanye is definitely more of an artist than Jay-Z, but Jay-Z is hard, because there's a selective few of those people that you just can't count them out, regardless of what it is.
I mean, we can't count out Hov.
Yeah, you can't count.
But when it comes, I would rather listen to a Kanye song than Hov. You know what I'm saying? Like, when
I never thought of it that way, but yeah.
Yeah, because he just got everything that Quan, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think Ja Rule said that Quan, that everything he could do from the musician side, you know what I'm saying? From the music side, from the producer side, he got all that.
And a true artist is always able to take a step back and present themselves differently in different type of like avenues. And Kanye, his whole career has been a different Kanye in a certain amount of time. So
exactly.
I really admire stuff like that because it's like, we already know you. We already know what you're about. But you come back a whole nother like person.
Yeah.
You know, with a whole, I don't know.
So you feel it's like dope. You got that vibe? Because I was listening to one of your joints and you was like speaking Spanish on that shit. You Spanish?
No. I'm not.
I was like, yo, this nigga. It's like you went to Puerto Rico too.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? That was an experience for me.
I mean, for the most part, I just like to bring people into like different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
As cliche as it sounds, the best thing you can do is to be yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I don't think people really acknowledge the Spanglish and the different cultures that we experience down here in Miami.
Yeah.
Like, you'll come down here, like, even me, still to this day, I don't understand how we live in America, but majority of people are speaking Spanish. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, if you don't speak Spanish, you can get tried.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you should know Spanish. Like, motherfucker, you should know English. You know? But I don't know. When I went with that direction, it was more or less because I wanted people to see what we experienced down here. Like,
okay.
It's not only English. Honestly, it's not only Spanish neither. It's a whole bunch of shit down here. And people make their own language. You know, you got the slang too. So, Mello Suave, which is the name of the track, that was produced by Foreign Tech. So, I had to body it. Foreign Tech is like, he's well known in the industry. And he blew up Bryson Tiller. He got a whole list.
Okay.
Y'all make sure y'all check him out. But it was just something I felt like I had to say something and bring a different approach.
Yeah.
You know, like that, it comes back to the conversation we just had with rapping and making music. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to make a song. So I went all out. My boy, like my brother, Alejandro Garcia, shout out to him. He lives in Puerto Rico now. So I'm like, bro, I think I need to come to Puerto Rico and make this happen. I'm never going to have an opportunity to go back to Puerto Rico and know somebody that actually knows the ins and outs of it. So,
yeah.
I went down there for 5 days and we shot 5 days of footage for my dog Applejacks. Shout out to Applejacks, the System Life.
Okay.
The GOAT, for real.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, man, that was a movie. That was a movie.
Yeah, because I was like, yo, is he from there? I'm like, what made him go all the way down there to do a video?
Yeah. I mean, in the sample is from Mark Anthony. He's Puerto Rican, so it's just like, I just stuck to the whole PR type of feel. And my best friend, he's Puerto Rican too. And I got Puerto Ricans in my family, so.
Okay.
I just felt like that was the most organic approach I could take.
Yeah.
You know.
Where are you from, though, actually? Because I thought I heard you say something about Germany.
Yeah. You know? My mom's was in the military for 24 years, active duty in the Army. And, while she was enlisted in Germany, I was born. I moved here when I was 15, 2006. I was born and raised in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was you listening to over there, though, in terms of, like, hip-hop?
Hip-hop, I wasn't really listening to too much hip-hop. I was listening to a lot of R&B, man. Like,
okay.
I had mad people. Yeah, I had mad people convinced that I was going to be, like, a singer. Like, even my mom, to this day, she was like, I didn't think that you would take music serious, but I was convinced that you're going to be a singer. I don't know. R&B just, it hit my soul. I was like one of those kids singing about those words and not knowing what the hell they meant. So.
But can you sing?
I can groove.
Okay. You can harmonize on some Drake shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can get away with shit like that, yeah.
Okay.
But I would never say I'm a singer.
Yeah.
You know, I got too much, like, respect and love for the actual people vocalists out there, you know.
Because I thought I heard you harmonizing on a joint that you had with a dude.
Truth be told.
Yeah.
See, it's funny. I already know what you know. Yeah.
Yo, that's my shit right there.
Yeah. See, that's...
Even the video.
Yeah, that's like where I try to keep it, like that pocket. That's why I say groove. Like, I can I can sell you something. That doesn't mean, you know, I'm selling you something legit.
Yeah.
I can pretend I can sing, you know what
I'm saying? Yeah.
But truth be told, that was an experience too. That's all from my album Nuremberg, my first one. And that's actually the city I was born in, Germany. So Nuremberg was like a introduction to me, like letting you know where I come from.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on, that wasn't shot here?
That was shot here.
Okay.
Yo, if I shot music videos when I was in Germany, it would have been crazy.
Yeah.
I want to go back over there.
Of course, man.
Nah, for sure.
I don't know about right now. You got the gloves on.
All this shit going on.
It's crazy.
Corona free, man. Corona free. I don't know what's going on, but I thought the gloves would be, you know, a good step.
Nah, you good.
I thought that would be a good step.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you as well, because you said that you consider yourself to be
like an artist or whatever the case may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you see yourself doing anything else outside of rap?
Like oh, yeah.
acting or?
I don't like to, like you can't really plan up too many things, but I definitely feel comfortable being in front of a camera trying to like read a script and whatnot. Like, mm-hmm. I love movies. Honestly, if you really know me, I'd rather watch movies all day than to even talk to someone.
Okay.
Like, the same information people get from books, I get from movies. I have to have that visual presentation, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. that hands-on thing. And I don't know, like, living in Germany, we got everything late. And due to, like, you know, the winters and stuff, you have to watch something on TV yeah. or play video. You got to keep yourself entertained at some points. Mm-hmm. Especially not being from there, being an American. Yeah, like I said, we get everything late, so we took pride on watching movies. Mm. You know, we saw that movie blowing up in America, and then, you know, even, it's funny, every time I think of Germany, I think of 50 Cent. And let me get, yeah.
Why?
The same way we look at Tupac in this in America and in the world in general,
uh-huh.
Biggie and Tupac, 50 Cent was the hip-hop, like, god over there. When G-Unit was blowing up, it was like, you'll see a 300-pound dude. And it was one of those little G-string tank tops. It's just like,
yeah.
It was just out of control. And like, you'll see so many murals, like painters mm-hmm. painting 50 Cent. Like 50 Cent was that face of hip hop for us.
Damn, he got that far.
Yeah. So it's just,
what
get everything
late. Was this? Because you what? 91? You said you was?
Yeah, 91. This was like around, I think like 2003 mm-hmm. to like, yeah, 6. Okay. I'm not sure when 50 Cent came out right now, but around that time when he was blowing up G-Unit, mm-hmm. like, it was serious. That was a crazy movement. I feel like that time in music is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Do you got any, or did you have any type of rap beef like kind of like 50 did? You know what I mean?
I didn't. I got that Mamba mentality, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, why I say that is that we could be best friends and I'm going to still try to have, like, I'm going to have to just keep making sure that we pushing each other. Like, mm. we reminding each other why we did this. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So, if I get inspired by something, I'm going to be like, all right, how can I inspire him? Or how can I take this to the next level? Because I feel like we always come up, like, we're musically inclined, right? Like, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, black and brown especially. But
yeah.
So, it's like, all right, so how can I take it to the next level? It's always just trying to push yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Out of your comfort. So it's I don't look at beefs the same way people look at beefs.
So you got a more come together type mentality.
Yeah, more come together. Cause like, you might thought you had it figured out, but then somebody come and like do the same thing you did times 10 and you'd be like, damn, all right. You would have never pushed yourself to that point if you didn't see it done first.
Mm.
You know, so that's how I take it more than anything.
Okay.
It's like a life thing. You be just motivated by everything that's happening.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So your album's called Rome.
Rome. Right.
Is it because of Jerome Romy Rome, or is it because of Rome? Because I see you got the white, who's that, Alexander the Great you got on here?
Caesar, Julius Caesar.
Caesar, okay.
Yeah.
So what made you call your album Rome?
I wanted to keep reminding people that I'm not from here. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And it's kind of a sense that, like, when I hear Rome, I think of something bigger than just Rome. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of those, it's not a name, it's more of a statement type of thing. And yes, I'm playing on with my name, Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way of to continue to remind people that, like, yeah, I'm not from here, I'm from overseas, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm just coming with a different perspective, but I'm letting you know who I am too. You can call me Jerome Mello, you can call me Rome, you can call me Mello.
I mean, because I see you, like, got Rome tatted on your neck, so
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
is this for an album? Because, nigga, like...
Nah, see, it's deeper for me than just, you know, the album.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is what I'm presenting, it's a part of me. You know, everything that I'm presenting out, it comes back to Jerome Mello. It doesn't go back to Rome. It doesn't go back to the Cool Era, which is my overall brand.
Mm-hmm.
It comes back to me, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the brand.
Okay. But do you think you've grown as an artist? Because I was looking at one of your joints and you look like you had on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had on the suit. You was looking like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Dapper. Yeah. You think you've grown as an artist from then to now?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
And why I'm saying it like that passionately is because, you know, if you allow a lot of things, it's not even about being an artist, but just being well of what you bring into the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you really know what you bring to the table, I feel like then you get more comfortable of doing things that you probably would have discouraged yourself or overthought. You know, we set unrealistic goals and then we get discouraged really quick. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if you're going 1 mile per hour, 50 miles per hour. Like, you just got to know what you're doing when you do it. So that's why I feel like I found myself, because everything I do now is calculated.
Okay.
You know, and the only thing that I'd be surprised of is, like, the music. I can't explain how I write songs. Like, I've just been doing it forever, you know.
So you don't have a process that you go through when you write your shit? You don't button a spliff?
I mean, yeah, that helps. That helps. I'm gonna smoke till I die.
Okay.
But I feel like more it's just I can't not write. It goes back to before when I was a kid, like when I would do something bad to my mom or something, or in school, I couldn't talk to her about it. I would write her a letter. It was weird. Like, I'd rather write notes to people than to tell them, because I don't know, I felt like I wouldn't find the words. You would think I'm crazy. You know, so.
That's just how you express yourself.
Yeah. So I just made it a pattern and then started doing it on beats. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I heard somebody rap, like recite some lyrics. It was to a Wu-Tang song, and I was just looking at their mouth the whole time, like amazed. Like, how the hell did you know every word?
Yeah.
You know, and then that's just where it started. And now, bro, I do that shit in my sleep. Okay. So, yeah, I definitely grown as an artist, because I used to try to calculate every move. You can't do that when you don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
You know.
So who you are now, based on like your music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that portrays who you are as a person at this particular time, or you just spitting joints?
Nah, it definitely presents who I am as a person, and I think that's why I've been being rewarded by the universe, because I'm not doing anything that's like contradicting who I am as a person.
Ain't no gimmick.
Yeah, like. Nah, it's, and honestly, I think that's why it's been taking me, like, I hear a lot, you know, your music should do this, should be doing this, you should do that. I am doing those things, but you got to understand, when you're coming from, like an authentic background, it takes longer, you know, because
I agree.
I'm not doing anything to show my ass, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not trying to sell your soul.
Yeah, you know, so.
You ain't got nobody lined up ready to die for Illuminati, you know?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I ain't trying to fake my death. Like, people will fake their death just to get some clout. And honestly, I don't play with shit like that. Like,
nah, I feel
you. Got to really acknowledge the energy you putting out.
Oh, of course.
You know, because the universe will remind you that you are just this small.
Facts.
You can be, like, deleted. Like yeah, for
just
real, though.
Like that. Yeah. Nah, you're right. So, are there any artists in Miami that you see yourself working
with? Oh, you finna get me in trouble.
I mean, I'm just asking personally, because I'm not even going to front. I think you're too big. Not necessarily, I want to say big. The music and how you rap, I don't think here is the right spot for you.
Amen.
Amen. I'm like, yo.
I love a lot of people's artistry, and I'm not going to go down a list of shouting people out, but there is one artist that I really want to work with. Like,
here in Miami?
Yeah, 12 Lin. Like, bro.
Okay.
Bro, the things that me and 12 Lin can make, I've met this guy like twice. No, I met him like three times, but I actually spoke to him one time.
Mm-hmm.
And just from the energy and just how, like, he knows exactly what he's doing. You know, he's not relying on people, and he's not complaining about all the support and all, like, that's a tendency that a lot of Miami artists have, because we go through the most down here, because everybody's competing. We under this sun that's hot as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's just mad for no damn reason. So when I'm really listening to people's music, it's like you said, is it a representation of themselves? Mm-hmm. Are they just like, I don't know. Everything that he does is just fire. Okay. So I feel like artists like that, I need to collab with. Just collab with somebody because they got a hot 16 and, you know, they repping North Miami or repping they hood and everybody's behind them. I don't really care about that. And the simple fact is, Miami, we need to expand. You know, we can hold it down here, but it's not going to happen with us.
Yeah.
You know, Atlanta is popping because a nigga from Canada will go down to Atlanta and start repping Atlanta. Like, everybody that's repping Atlanta is not from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody that blows up in Atlanta is not from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just about, like, being open-minded, being more open-minded. Stop being stuck in your ways.
Yeah.
you know. And I feel like we'll help the artistry and the music circuit down here if we just become more open-minded.
Oh, open-minded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see yourself, what female artists would you see yourself working with in the actual game?
Oh, all of them. And what I mean by all of them is like the faces, like the icons, the down to the Rihannas, to the Rosalias and the Spanish Hill aspect, like Lauryn. I mean, if Lauryn Hill's still active when I come around, because she do songs with who she want to,
yeah,
you know, who she want to collab with. So
yeah,
people like that. I mean, I honestly admire the female side of it all, because they go through a lot, for one. But two, it's just they have a different, you know how they say artists nowadays, their voices are instruments. I really feel like a lot of females' voices are instruments. So they don't even got to say anything. They can be like, but that would be the best you ever heard. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm just, I feel like there's a lot of female artists that I don't, like I said, I don't want to say a list because I'm going to miss a lot.
Yeah. But you know, you got Nicki.
I wouldn't want to collab with Nicki Minaj.
Really? Why? Nicki can spit bars. What?
I don't got nothing against her. I just.
You wouldn't want to do a collab with
her? I'd rather be friends.
Because of her raps or because of her personality?
Her personality.
Okay.
I'd rather just be friends with her, if that's even possible, because I don't know.
So you don't like her personality?
I really don't like the fact how when Cardi B came in, and regardless if Cardi B did something to piss her off, I feel like she's the older one. She should know better. Okay. And just as a whole, for the black and brown, for her to be preaching women empowerment and all, I don't know, a bunch of shit. Like, I don't like to hold things against people, but I'd rather just not associate with myself with stuff like that.
Okay.
I definitely felt like she came from a position that she can see where Cardi was coming from. She's new.
Yeah.
It's just,
people like, she should have reached her hand out like a big sister.
Yeah, and then if Cardi wanted to be stupid, then let her be stupid by herself. I don't know. I look at things like that.
Okay.
Even when Birdman fucked over Lil Wayne, like, I felt as a boss, as much as he presented himself as a boss, like. Mm-hmm.
Well, he fucked over everybody.
The more I got to find out about the industry, that's just his way of dealing with things.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So you would look at a person's personality for who they are.
Yes. Over
versus
what they known for.
Okay.
And that's why I'm about to start a lot of shit. That's why LeBron James is the motherfucking GOAT over Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, any day on the basketball court, you the GOAT, whatever. Yeah, but it's not about that. It's about how you, like, what you, the energy you putting out into the world, and what you stand for as a person. You can work hard all day, but if you're a piece of shit and you're not taking care of your home.
I agree.
Then I don't know, like,
that speaks.
Yeah, it speaks way further than what the hell you what you known for. LeBron James, like, I don't know if he's ever stepped out on his wife, but he's been with the same woman since high school. He ain't got no dirt on me. Open a school.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even talking about basketball.
Yeah. You're talking about him as an individual. Yeah.
And then when you get to basketball, he could take any team to the finals. It's like, that shows he makes people better around him. So he's automatically the GOAT.
Okay.
Because he's not only feeding himself, he's feeding other people spiritually too.
Yeah. So, no, that's very important.
Yeah.
So do you actually have a team, or is
Yeah. No, okay. I have a team. Even when I do like a lot of things myself, I tend to always say we, because even if they're not physically doing it, just by them waking up and letting me know that, like, look, we're going to do this, I'm going to do this, that keeps me going.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Carissa Rodriguez. She's my manager. Shout out to DJ Kilo. See, I didn't want to name names because I'm going to forget somebody. And then they'll be like, yo,
you going to forget all right, me, so, nigga?
Yeah, DJ Kilo, Scott Marcy. I'm going to just leave it right there. I'm going to pause right there. But mad people are on, like, on board. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than just me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know,
because that's important. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does everybody know their role, though?
On our side, yes.
Okay.
Even when things get a little blurry, you know, niggas get a little lost.
Yeah. Because, you know, you got niggas that want to be this when they're not that, they're this.
And you know why I get so mad about that shit? Or not knowing their position? Because I was that person that always was being told, yo, do this. And I'm like, nah, let me be. Let everybody shine. Like, let's do this. Let's do it this way. Like, before I took my music serious, I was a part of a bigger collective, and I'm not even going to get into that because mm-hmm. that will lead into other things. But
okay.
I was a part of a collective, and you know. Sorry, go ahead.
You can punch him right there. Something bothering me. Can you change the chairs?
Yeah.
Hey, is that still lit? Are you smoking?
Yeah, but it got a grabber in it, so.
Grabber?
Yeah, you know what grabber is?
Yeah, grabber is what you're supposed to be smoking.
All right, so I rolled another one, so and pass it to you. Hold on. That one could raise, right?
I don't even know.
That one is higher than this one.
Oh, yeah, this one could raise.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to have to just pick this shit up.
Taking a brief intermission. You see me, Isaiah? Get some water.
Because right now, it's like you're higher and he's right lower. Here. And
so ooh! All right, how high you need me to be? Because I can adjust
you can
the mic.
Down some. You can go down some. Get down to like this.
Oh, movie. Shit.
Like, can you see?
Yeah.
So you're going to start from you as a part of this team.
Yeah.
See, I ain't even gonna get into that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Much.
Y'all want to go see that video, though?
All right.
So we back.
So, yeah, I'm not going to even get into that. That would lead to something else. But, yeah, I used to be in a collective, and it all worked out because we all wanted the same things.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't work out because... we weren't all on board with the same path to get to where we wanted to be. And then everybody can't be in front of the camera, bro.
Facts.
And sometimes you're going to have to be that person that's like the generator. I like to always use this reference, but a generator, you know, you're going to have to sometimes be that person to hold everything down.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be willing not to get that credit after sometimes.
Yeah.
Period. You know, regardless of who you are, it could be me,
mm-hmm.
you know. You just got to be willing to take a couple L's sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Everything is not for you to be rewarded. You know what I'm saying? And I remember listening to Lauryn Hill on some speech. She's like, you know, when people learn things, they assume to get rewarded immediately. But sometimes you got to be bashed to really get the whole perspective of what's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything is not meant to be a celebration.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to go back to the drawing board or go just sit in that corner and evaluate your life.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like that's what a team is. Any type of commitment, you have to be, you know, ready to take that back door, be in front of the camera, be behind the camera,
mm-hmm.
hold that water, drink that water. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You just got to be willing to do it all.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I feel you. I ain't trying to be on no Diddy, always in front of the camera.
Nah, bro. And honestly, man, since I've been born, like, I used to piss my coaches off. They used to always be like, you should do this, you should do that. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to be that, like, anybody's, like, I didn't want to tell anybody how to live their life, period. Yeah. I ain't want to tell somebody, this is how you should do it, just knowing damn well I don't want to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And if I do want to do it, it's because I have a desire. It's not because somebody's telling me to do it. You can't tell someone what to do.
No, you're right.
They got to do it on their own time.
No, you're right. You're right.
So,
and you're a Cancer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You too?
Can't tell y'all shit. No.
Yeah.
I'm a cap. Yeah. But I know Cancer, you know, 50. Yeah. But I can't tell that nigga nothing. You know what I'm saying? You do what the hell you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Correct me if I'm wrong. I was listening to one of your joints. I believe it's called Insight.
Yeah. And that's actually the shit I'm going to spit today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I thought I heard you say you was homeless.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because just from hearing that, you assume that, you know, I had the worst situation. I didn't have no other options.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason it's called Insight, and like, if you really listen to what, like, I'm saying and know me as a person, that's how strong your mind is. You know what I'm saying? You can hold yourself back from so many opportunities just from the way you think.
Self-sabotage.
Hell yeah. And that happens to majority of us.
Mm-hmm.
I was homeless because I wasn't willing to go back to my house and let my mom know that I wanted to be a rapper. It was like one of the like craziest transitions of my life to know what the society is going through and what the blacks are going through, the browns is going through, and to sit there and tell people I'm a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like we didn't need no more rappers. We didn't need no more uncertain motherfuckers to be in front of the camera leading a whole generation into some shit they don't even know. Like, bro, I think deep. And that's the cancer side of me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We known to be very emotional.
Yes.
I am very emotional. But, like, I don't try to, I'll sabotage myself before I sabotage anybody else.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And my mom was a single parent for almost majority of my life. So she got remarried, like, 8 years ago. So, like, I just didn't want to be back at my mom's house. I didn't want to. She's finally happy. She's remarried. Like, she got her own thing. So, bro, I was sleeping in my car, sleeping on people's couches.
So that was a choice.
It was a choice. And it was also, I knew that I had to make a choice with this music shit, too. Like, if I'm going to do this music shit, I can't go have no part-time. I can't be having a normal life, going to go hang out with my friends, making time for my friends and birthday parties. And, like, nah, man. You can. And people are like, yo, you can do that and do this. Like, nah. I know myself,
mm-hmm.
and I know I can't make this dream happen if I'm trying to make everybody else happy,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
Okay, shit, you just kind of cleared up one of my other questions, because I was like, I was about to ask you, what kind of sacrifices did you make to even be where you at and shit? That's a huge sacrifice.
I stopped working like almost 4 years ago, you know. Of course, I've done a few jobs here and there. I do a painting job. I helped out. You know, family business, Amati Mix, restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the people that, like, I kind of know. You know, like, I would never go work for somebody right now. I wouldn't. Because I know I'm investing a lot more by spending more time with myself and finding out exactly how I'm going to put this music out.
Okay.
You know, and I feel like that's been my biggest sacrifice, because mentally, living in Miami, man, it's not even about, like, impressing people or being able to keep up with people, but, you know, to know that you got $0 in your pocket,
mm-hmm.
at all times, and even when you get it, you're investing it right back into yourself. You do need to treat yourself. You need to have fun. You need to go out, you know what I'm saying, go have a dinner or brunch or happy hour, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, at times like that, it kind of reminds you that shit needs to be done.
Yeah.
Fuck your dream. Fuck this music. Like, you need to do something. So that constant battle, that mental battle, man, that, like, I give kudos to anybody that just pursuing their dream. I don't care if they have a part-time or not putting full effort into it, but if you're known for this, for that, you know, that artistry, whatever you present, it's like, I give straight respect to you. This shit not easy.
No, definitely. So not having another source of income, do you feel like that is what's giving you the hunger? I mean, because how do you fund what you got going on?
Honestly, it's crazy, because a lot of the financial things, it just comes from the universe. And I say the universe, but the universe is...
You sound like Sarah.
Nah, like the universe and... I mean, I could say God, but I say the universe because...
Nah, I feel you. I'm with you.
I continue to believe something.
Mm-hmm.
And then... You know, I might not know how the hell, like, damn, I know tomorrow the sun going to be beaming on my head. What the fuck am I going to do? Oh, shit, I got this interview now, and this nigga done provided me with a hat. Like, it's just like, it's little shit like that, like how it happens for me, bro. And I try to, this is like my first time actually trying to explain it, because it's like, you can't explain that shit to people.
Yeah.
You know, I remember people used to tell me, oh, the universe will do this. I'm like, man, the universe ain't doing shit for me.
I know, nigga, I am. I'm broke, nigga.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it's just being aligned with what you're supposed to be doing, bro.
Okay.
And,
Do you have kids?
No. Surprisingly, okay. I don't.
Okay, so you pull out.
Good. Yeah, right. Pull-out game is weak as fuck, but I've been doing good.
Good. That's good.
I've been doing good.
Well, I feel that. You see what I'm saying? If you don't got no kids, because I have some family members that is in the rap game, they producers and things like that. But I feel like if you got kids, nah, nigga, you got to get aside something. You got a nigga, you better go Uber or some shit like that. You can't be going, oh, you know, I'm on the grind. Nah, nigga, because when you need diapers, milk, you got to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to pay for that shit.
Nah, for
kids
sure.
Kids shouldn't have to suffer in those regards, but you good. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
so,
for sure.
Hey, grind it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel you. And the whole thing with the universe is true. You see what I'm saying? What you put out there is definitely what you get. So I definitely feel where you're coming from with that.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So how the game is so, I don't like using the word dark, but sinister.
Oh, no. Yeah,
sinister.
It's dark as fuck.
I don't like using dark because I feel like psychologically that's another reason why we don't even like being dark. You see what I'm saying? It's like why you got to wear black to a funeral or everything black is bad. Yeah,
no, you're right.
It's psychological. Right. You see what I'm saying? So how the game is so fucked up, does that scare you in a sense? Because, I mean, come on, we losing Pop Smoke.
Yeah. It doesn't scare me because it goes back to what we've been talking about. I'm aware of what I'm saying and how I affect people. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about nothing of applying pressure to nobody.
Okay.
Not trying to justify who killed Pop Smoke, but I mean, they be talking about guns like that. Okay. That shit cool. Talk okay. about drugs like that shit cool. Bruh, like, I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you talk the talk, you gotta walk that walk too.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna be saying shit like that, don't post up your fucking location in front of a crib in LA and expect, you're not even from there for one.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm a real true believer of that shit. Like, everybody that's died in hip hop, especially,
mm-hmm.
asked for it. Whether it would have been like from a beef, them just talking loose,
mm-hmm.
or just them and their music.
Yeah.
They'll mention either death.
Yeah.
Big or they pop. Yeah, or they'll mention, I mean, even XXX. Like,
yeah.
Bro, I don't know why I feel things, you know what I'm saying? And I don't question them.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he died, when XXX died,
mm-hmm.
I felt like it was his fault. You know, like regardless of who shot him,
mm-hmm.
you got to really, when you're in
a position. He spoke that. He put that out there.
Yeah, man. I'm a true believer of that.
Nah,
and then, and I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not saying that's good. But you, the energy you put out, you shall receive.
Yeah. Power in the tongue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, what's man. Up? You going to spit some bars for us today, man? You got 16. What's up? Nah?
Yeah. I'm like, nah. Yeah, I'm going to spit.
What?
Damn. I thought you was asking, like, we just talking about that deep shit, and I don't know. I thought you was asking me that, so I'm going to apply that pressure? Nah, I'm going to apply pressure a different way.
Okay.
But yeah.
Nah, I feel you. So basically, you're very conscious about what you put out there in your music.
If I mention anything about busting a cap in somebody's ass or a gun,
I haven't heard.
I'm a referencing in a way that make you be like, damn, I like how you said that. Like, you didn't feel no aggression or malicious intent. It was just more of a different way to say that.
Yeah.
That's the furthest I'll push it.
Okay. But I mean, when I was listening to your shit with Super Cindy, you had a verse that you was like, I could understand why you think I might hate you. Your mom massaging my ankles and your girl feeding me grapefruit.
Bro, I love the fact
I
that
hate you too, nigga, from that bar. I'm like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
I'm like, niggas is gonna fucking hate you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I like the fact that you just said that too. And that's what I mean. I ain't gonna say that I'm gonna fuck you up and I'm gonna come shoot you and I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be like, man, I'm about to make you wanna kill me, because it's more of a statement, I feel like, for me, instead of just going over there to punch you, it's more of a statement like, oh, you think you got that girl? I got you. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. That's that Mamba mentality, bro. Like, I'm kind of evil.
That's my shorty.
Yeah, that's my shorty. That's our shorty. That's our shorty. Where's that from? That's what somebody said that. Like,
I know who said that.
That's just funny. I don't know.
That's our shorty. You can have her back real quick. We're going to get into this freestyle, man. I definitely want to hear that shit.
Try to focus on things that I have and not what I lack. I make myself the plug, man, since when they gave me an outlet. Leaving this world better than I found it, so wherever I'm at, everybody gets inspired like whenever I rap. Don't mean to take a step back, but I'm ahead of my time. They saw a young king hungry and they fed me with lies. They say what you don't know won't hurt you, but it hurt every time. Cause the more I knew, the less afraid I was to die. I make it rain there like Rimmer. Don't wanna have to get ignorant. Could you just love me from a distance? This my light, not trying to blend in. History from my heritage, let them build their own narrative. Taking action imperative, walk around like a terrorist. Can't nobody prepare for this. Thought about it, then manifest. Only clothes in my closet, no skeletons. Number one candidate, if you like to add elements. Light work, you can call me Edison. My temper shouldn't be tampered with. Who manages this?
Damn, son. Yes. Nigga spitting bars in this bitch. That's what we talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Said church.
Church.
shit.
Yo, yeah, man. Yes.
That was fire, son.
Hey, I got a second one if you want it.
On this bitch. Let it run, nigga.
Yeah. Back when I was homeless, I was hungry. Now with the homies, this is not a sad story. Inspiration for the kids and people before me. It's my fault if you really don't know me. I'm with my dogs and you with Motees. We rollin' with no leash. Has nothing to do with South Beach. We see we never get cold feet. Cold-blooded, it could be your brother. But y'all wanna blame police, we some mobsters. Can't find your whip where you parked it. Five-finger discount crazy. You think that we bought this? So much action, so much pressure. I was suffering from depression. The devil tried to block my blessings, but I did not have reception. Damn. He cannot intercept this. My people still get the message. If I'm riding through my city, only time you see me sweating, I've been reckless. Ever since my father left me, was robbing commissaries while I was popping cherries. No commentary, she get quiet, it's no Tom and Jerry. She get kinda scary, dead ass. Every day another body bury, huh?
Yo, what the fuck, man?
Hey, I appreciate that, man. I talk great.
Yeah, you already know we in this bitch, man. Real hip hop.
Yeah, man.
That's what I like.
That felt good. I
appreciate
that.
Second. What the commissary popping cherries? What
the? Hey, you said when my father left me, I've been ready.
I've been reckless ever since my father left me.
Yo.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's a part of the insight. Like, that song for me is like, I didn't use that as an excuse, and I didn't acknowledge that, but like, while I was being reckless, it's something I had to look back on. It's like, damn. Damn. It's probably because my father was in there, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Spliff. Oh, damn, son.
That's powerful.
Yeah, that's real powerful, bro. Yeah, that shit is erected, like, you know what I'm saying, nigga?
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, man, so let everybody know where they can find you at, yo.
You can find me on any social media platform at Jerome Mello, JeromeMello. And, yeah, all my platforms, the music too, the streaming platforms, Jerome Mello.
Okay. You got any up-and-coming shows coming up?
Right now, I think the most important thing is for you guys to go check out my music video that I just dropped. It's called Breakfast, but I pronounce it as Breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's a little piece of the puzzle that I put together in my project called Rome.
Okay.
You can find out on any streaming platform. And definitely, when you check out that Breakfast video, put a comment on that bit. Let people know how it made you feel. It's the truth. Yeah. Applejacks, the videographer, my dog, he does all my photos.
Yeah, that video was dope.
Bro, Applejacks is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, I appreciate you coming through, man.
Nah, man, it's an honor to be here.
Hell yeah. It's an honor. Thanks. I appreciate that shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me know if you need anything else. Let me go ahead and give you this handle.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying?
You already said
large, right?
And I got the bucket. Yup. And I got the bucket.
Yeah,
I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, of course, bro.
Nah, for real.
Of course. Real hip hop.
Henu.
You know what I'm saying? Man, y'all make sure y'all go follow the boy, you know what I mean, on all his platforms. Make sure y'all click the link below. Subscribe. I Talk Great. We out of here, man.
Hey.